Powerful Vashikaran Specialist for Modern Relationship Problems. A powerful Vashikaran specialist may offer traditional spiritual guidance to people facing relationship difficulties, but no spiritual practice can guarantee another person's feelings, decisions, or behavior. Modern relationship problems usually need honest communication, emotional understanding, and practical action alongside any personal spiritual beliefs. What does Vashikaran mean in a modern relationship context? Vashikaran is traditionally associated with certain Indian spiritual and tantric practices. In contemporary conversations, people often connect it with relationship concerns such as emotional distance, communication breakdown, unresolved conflict, or uncertainty about a relationship. However, it is important to separate spiritual belief from guaranteed results. A responsible practitioner should not promise that a ritual will force someone to fall in love, return to a relationship, or behave against their wishes. Definition: Vashikaran and relationship guidance. Vashikaran-based spiritual guidance can be understood as a traditional approach that some individuals explore when they are looking for emotional clarity, spiritual reassurance, or a different perspective on personal relationships. Its value depends largely on the individual's beliefs and expectations. Why do people seek spiritual guidance for relationships? Relationship problems can leave people emotionally exhausted. When conversations repeatedly fail, some individuals look beyond conventional approaches for reassurance or perspective. In my view, this is where expectations matter most. Someone seeking spiritual guidance should first understand what problem they are actually trying to solve rather than simply looking for a quick result. Emotional uncertainty: a person may feel confused about where a relationship is heading. Communication problems: repeated misunderstandings can create emotional distance. Family or social pressure: outside opinions can complicate personal relationships. Breakup-related distress: people may seek guidance while processing the possibility of reconciliation. Personal reflection: some individuals use spiritual practices as a way to reflect on their choices and emotions. Can a Vashikaran specialist actually solve a relationship problem? There is no reliable scientific evidence that Vashikaran can directly control another person's mind, emotions, or free will. Therefore, it would be misleading to describe any practitioner as having a guaranteed ability to restore a relationship. What a spiritual practitioner can potentially provide is a traditional framework for reflection and guidance. The practical outcome still depends on the people involved and the decisions they make. For example, if a couple has stopped communicating, a ritual alone does not remove the underlying disagreement. Understanding the cause of the conflict and improving communication remains important. How to approach spiritual relationship guidance responsibly. Step-by-step approach. Identify the real issue. Decide whether the problem involves communication, trust, compatibility, family pressure, or another concern. Set realistic expectations. Avoid anyone promising guaranteed control over another person. Understand the practitioner's approach. Ask what type of traditional guidance is being offered and why. Protect personal boundaries. Never accept threats, intimidation, or pressure to continue unnecessary services. Combine reflection with practical action. Where appropriate, communicate respectfully and consider professional relationship counseling. This approach is more sensible than treating spirituality as a replacement for communication or personal responsibility. Where does tantric tradition fit into modern relationship concerns? Kolkata has a long cultural association with tantric and spiritual traditions. For people interested in this side of spirituality, a tantric in Kolkata may represent a traditional source of spiritual consultation. Modern seekers, however, often approach these traditions differently from previous generations. They may research practitioners online, compare information, ask questions before consulting someone, and look for guidance that respects personal choice. That shift is significant. A contemporary spiritual consultation should ideally encourage awareness rather than fear. Claims based on threats, guaranteed outcomes, or pressure should always be treated cautiously. Signs of a responsible spiritual practitioner. Choosing a practitioner deserves the same thoughtfulness as choosing any other personal advisor. A genuine consultation should leave you informed rather than frightened or dependent. Explains the practice clearly instead of using confusing claims. Does not promise absolute control over another person. Respects personal decisions and relationship boundaries. Does not encourage harmful, illegal, or coercive behavior. Allows you to ask questions before making decisions. Vashikaran vs. Practical Relationship Solutions. It is useful to look at the difference between spiritual guidance and practical relationship work. Approach: primary purpose, spiritual guidance, personal reflection, traditional beliefs, and emotional reassurance, open communication, understanding feelings, expectations, and disagreements, relationship counseling, structured support for recurring relationship difficulties, personal reflection, understanding one's own choices, boundaries, and expectations. These approaches do not necessarily have to compete. Someone who follows spiritual traditions may use them alongside sensible, real-world steps. What should you expect from a modern Vashikaran consultation? A realistic consultation should focus on understanding the concern rather than selling certainty. The practitioner may discuss the person's situation, explain relevant traditional beliefs, and suggest spiritual practices according to their approach. The most important point is that the final decision remains with the individual. A healthy relationship cannot be built through fear or forced obedience. Mutual respect, consent, communication, and trust remain fundamental. Frequently asked questions: can a powerful Vashikaran specialist guarantee that an ex will return? No. No practitioner can reliably guarantee another person's decision or emotions. Relationship outcomes depend on the people involved and their circumstances. Can Vashikaran solve communication problems? Spiritual guidance may provide personal reassurance or reflection, but communication problems generally require honest conversation and, when necessary, professional relationship support. Is Vashikaran scientifically proven to control someone's mind? No. There is no established scientific evidence showing that Vashikaran can control another person's thoughts, emotions, or free will. Why do people still seek Vashikaran guidance today? Some people are drawn to traditional spiritual practices because of cultural beliefs, personal faith, emotional uncertainty, or a desire for spiritual perspective during difficult periods. How should I choose a Vashikaran specialist? Look for clear explanations, realistic expectations, respect for personal boundaries, and an absence of guaranteed claims, intimidation, or coercive advice. Conclusion: a powerful Vashikaran specialist may be meaningful to someone who genuinely believes in traditional spiritual practices, but relationship problems rarely have a single magical answer. The strongest approach is to understand the real issue, maintain realistic expectations, respect free will, and take practical steps toward healthier communication. Spirituality can be part of someone's personal journey. It should not replace judgment, consent, honest communication, or responsible decision-making.